Welcome back
to Open Your...
Oh, no. We have to keep that in.
If that doesn't explain to you the past, I don't know, 45 minutes, 55 minutes of my life, I don't know what the fuck will.
You just going, oh, no, oh, the defeat. No. Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Sisters from Different Misters. Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Hi Bri, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Going through it.
I hear you.
If there could have been a fly on the wall right now, just watching everything that just transpired.
Oh my gosh. With a million other eyeballs.
Jesus. Criminy.
Wait, I want to know, because you told me off recording, like, hey, there's some stuff I want to talk about. I need to know.
Okay. First things first. I'm pulling up the receipts.
Oh my god, I love this.
Dude, I don't understand. Okay, backstory. So, I have moved like a few times in the past 2 years. Our first Mentone apartment that we ever lived in, we lived in like a small little apartment when Trey and I first moved in there. We've been out of that apartment for 2 years now, so this is important information. Keep this in mind.
Okay.
Noted. 2 years now, we haven't been there. I get an email yesterday.
No way.
I get an email from the like finance lady that handles like the rent and everything like that.
Like deposits and stuff?
Yeah, all of it. So when you like pay anything, like that lady is the one that controls it. So she emails me saying that they received...
That is a long ass email, Mackenzie.
And in this email, she incriminates herself. She got a bill in the mail, opened my mail, scanned the bill, used the information, my account information on that bill, to call this company and get information on my account.
Wait, hold on. Your bank account?
Not my bank account, my Edison account. So my SoCal Electric.
Okay.
She tells me she gets this letter in the mail and it's addressed to me. And it is a past due notice.
From Edison,
which is fine. You got a letter in the mail. There's like a little stamp on it that says it's like due to like a past due bill, so it needed to be paid.
Sure.
She took it upon herself to open my mail, which is a federal crime.
Oh.
Scanned the document. I have the scanned document right here. She scanned it with my name on it.
Yikes.
Telling me that she was concerned that her new tenants, 2 years later, are going to get their service interrupted because I had an outstanding balance on that unit, is what she assumed. Bitch, I haven't lived there in 2 years. What the fuck do you think Edison has been doing for the past 2 years? You think they're just now sending you a notice, sending me a notice in the mail that my power is going to get shut off in my apartment that I haven't lived in 2 years? Sister, they come for you way sooner than that.
Not only that, they would not allow someone to set up service in that apartment if your service was still on.
And not only that, anytime I've opened an account with Edison, I have to give my social, my number, my address,
right,
everything like that. They will send it to collections. They can shut off your power. Yeah, that's great. But they will also send the bill to collections if it doesn't get paid.
After
and it
reaching only... you for millions of times.
Yeah, and that only affects me. That doesn't mean that that property can never get Edison like electric again. You just have to open up a new account saying this is a new tenant, that old tenant. What if I died?
Right.
God forbid I do. And you just have, I had an outstanding balance and it doesn't get paid. That doesn't mean that that unit is going to be haunted by my spirit and never have electric again.
You start flickering the lights. Pay your bill.
I'm like, ah, good luck, bitch.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So then she tells me that she had to call Edison and use my account information to gain information on what this bill was for.
So she pretended to be you?
Yeah.
No.
Gave them my account number and everything because it's all on my bill. Asking about it. For her to find out it's not for that unit. It's not for my apartment. It had nothing to do with their unit.
That's none of her business.
Absolutely none of her business. But this bitch is so dumb. She literally sent me the scanned bill that she opened, showing proof that she opened it, and she scanned a document of mine, my mail. And she said she called Edison. She had to.
No, she didn't.
No. No, bitch, you broke the law. These bitches are lucky I don't have time.
I do.
Fucking A.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So that's what I was dealing with at 7 p.m. last night.
She opened your mail.
And so I responded to her long-ass message saying, why was my mail opened? Moving forward, any mail myself or my husband gets sent to, and I put the address, should be returned to sender. Please do not tamper or open any of our mail. And so at 10-something last night, she said, it was open because it was from SCE. It was addressed to Sunset Apartment address.
No, whose that was name is my, on the bill.
Uh-huh. And on the outside was stamped in red, urgent notice.
Okay.
Do you know how many
are you, Mackenzie?
Do you know how many fucking junk mail I get that says urgent?
I get credit cards that say urgent.
Yes, I do too. But since it had your name on it, and I know that urgent refers to unpaid bills, that's what it means always. There was reason for concern that there was still some leftover past due amounts from your previous account when you were at apartment 9.
Still doesn't affect apartment 9.
That could put the current tenants that were there now at risk of having their electricity turned off for an unpaid bill that is not their doing.
Incorrect.
Bitch, it's been 2 mother effing years.
Not only that, the bill follows you, not the apartment.
Period. Period.
So you're telling me if my car gets repoed, the next person to buy it has to pay the bill?
Right.
Absolutely. Take it over.
And you're a finance. You're another finance person, bitch.
Oh, no, that's right.
You're a dumbass. A dumbass.
What the?
Then she goes on to say, I had to call SCE to make sure this unpaid bill would not in any way affect the current tenants and needed the information in the bill to advise the rep of the specifics of the notice so I could ask them what could be done to keep this from incurring any consequences against the current tenants.
It doesn't apply to the tenants. 20 years from now, 90 years from now, in the next lifetime, it doesn't apply. That's like, Mackenzie, the way you should have forwarded this to me and been like, please come up with a response, because I'd have been like, look, I just had a baby, and I haven't, none of my business, but like, let's just say you didn't yet pay the hospital bill from having a baby. That means whoever
which gives I haven't.
Birth in the room after you also has to cover your bill.
Yeah, like, that $3,000 I owe for delivering Kyson, sorry, you delivered in the haunted room that the woman didn't pay for.
Yeah, so
now you owe that.
Now the person after gives birth in that room. Okay, yeah.
I responded, regardless of the address, that letter was addressed to Mackenzie Peterson, and it's illegal to open my mail, especially opening it, scanning it, and using my account information on the bill to call SCE and obtain information on my account. The bill came over 2 years after we've been out of the apartment. There is no way there was remaining balance on our unit that would just now be getting brought to my attention.
Or in any way affecting them. And SCE should have been like, hey, no, what's the last 4 of your social?
Shame on SCE for not stopping it. Because now she knows what location that bill came from. So now she has the address to whatever bill that was for.
Right.
She knows a lot of information that she did not need to know beforehand about me. Any information is too much for that bitch. But now she knows a lot of information about me. All because she illegally opened my mail. Can you believe, Brie, Trey's probably so tired of hearing me talk about it, but I was rage emailing last night. It was like one after another. I was like, why was it opened? What do you do? I was just sending email after email to this woman.
Okay, this is how secure, I want everything in my life to be Fort Knox, okay? I called, well, actually, the health insurance thing that I'm dealing with right now, they called me, and they said, hey, we need your name, your phone number, your address, and the last 4 of your social. I said, cool, give it to them. They said, okay, thanks for identifying yourself. Cool, cool, cool. Something happened. She goes, I'll call you back in 10 minutes. 10 minutes goes by. She calls me back. She's like, hey, I know I just got off the phone with you, but I, again, need your name, the last 4 of your social, your phone number, and your address. That's how I want it to be. She just got off the phone with me, but I need every company to be that secure.
I agree.
That is insane.
Yeah.
The I'd go break into her mailbox and take her mail, scan her some documents.
Like, what? You know that's illegal.
Hey, I signed you up for a credit card. Have fun.
Like, and I racked up the bill. Right. Good luck.
I paid my past due notice with it.
Edison's up to date. Don't worry. Thank you for your AMX. Like, what? And you were, she's like a grandma. You're a grown woman. You went through your whole life. You know that's against the law. And you work for finances. I like, am
beside myself.
Dude. I was shocked. I was shocked.
I hope no one ever emails me like that, because I would not have the patience to email back. I would be at your front door.
She's lucky I don't, because I know where the bitch works. Like, insane. So that was fun. I was just like, how did... And also, like, you could have just told me, like, hey, you got a notice in the mail. You didn't have to tell me you opened it. You know what it's about. You called and you got notice that... Because at the end of the day, you figured out last night when you called, or yesterday, whenever you did this, you called Edison and told them, like, all of my information, and you got the confirmation that it has nothing to do with your property.
Right.
So you could have just... Okay.
There's but, no way she's never had a late bill in her life.
I'm like, regardless, you, so the fact that you got that bill means you've gotten many other of my bills in the mail. You've never thought to open any of them?
And still, in the past 2 years, their electricity has not been messed with.
No. And also, she ends, like, her first email, she made it sound like the reason she was calling, like, emailing me this was, she said, after a year, we're no longer going to return to sender for your mail, so you need to have it, like, you need to stop having mail basically sent here and have it sent to your current address.
Got it.
Bitch, why for the past 2 years have you not been doing that? Like, automatically when I get mail that's not mine, I write on it in Sharpie, return to sender, and I put it back in my outgoing mailbox. Like, that's, and that's what she's, like, that's what that property manager of that apartment complex told me to do when I was living there. Why are you excluded from it? Why do you get to then open my mail?
Do you get Edison bills sent to your house now?
No, everything comes to my email. So I don't care about, like, the physical form. Right. You know, like, I get everything digitally. So the bill, like, when they do come in the mail, I just throw them away. I just shred them because I have already paid it online.
What in the world? We still get mail at our house from, like, tenants ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to, too, at my apartments. I still, at the house, the Ukiah house.
Right. I'm like,
I get mail from all kinds of people, and you could tell the people who, like, don't have it changed. It's like consistently every time I get mail, something from for them comes to our mailbox. But also, like,
it must not be that important.
No, they're probably like everyone else in the 2025 and have it sent to their email.
That is insane.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah,
that is, oh no.
Yeah, how was your Mother's Day weekend?
It was good. We went to my uncle's house. We had a little pool party with the kids.
That's so fun.
Barbecued. So good. And then that was really it.
Nice.
It was fun.
That's good.
It was kind of like a nice, relaxing day.
Yeah, you need that.
Which was good.
Yeah.
Just a good old relaxing day. How was your Mother's Day?
It was good.
What'd you guys do?
We went on Saturday in San Diego. They have this thing called Gator by the Bay.
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, we've gone for like the past 3 years, and it always lands on Mother's Day weekend.
That's perfect.
It's so nice. It's like right in the harbor, right by the airport, right by the water. And they like block off a huge grass area. They set up a bunch of stages. It's like Louisiana, Cajun inspired. Like, they have a lot of jazz bands, blues. It's really, really fun.
Do they have seafood bowls there?
They have all of it. They have like
crawfish.
They had tons. They have like these giant cardboard boxes full of crawfish. They have a beignet tent. They're so good, dude. They're so good. They had like gator, shrimp. I got the jambalaya. It was really, really yummy. Yeah, it was so fun. And then we took Kendall and Kyson out. That was fun. The Friday though before Mother's Day weekend, I wake up and Kyson, I go to change one of his diapers and he has blood and mucus in his stool.
What?
Yeah. So I panicked and I'm like, really, on Mother's Day weekend? This is I'm not surprised, honestly. Like, why wouldn't this happen to me, you know? why would I have a relaxing Mother's Day weekend where I'm not stressing my kid is shitting blood? Like, tell me you're a mom without telling me you're a mom. So I call the doctors and I'm like, hey, I looked it up and it says that if there's blood I should be calling, so I just want to let you know. And I was like, he's been having problems with his like belly. I think he's not like agreeing with the formula he's on. I don't know what it is. Backstory, when we switched Kyson to formula, which I think I talked about in mm-hmm. one of the prior episodes, we switched him from Enfamil, the purple can,
to the UK, right?
To the UK brand, the Kendamil. And it went from like $28 a can to $40 a can. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, this kid, like $40 a can. So I called the doctor and I tell her about what's going on. And she goes, okay, we have some samples for a hypoallergenic one. What it sounds like is, well, she talks to the doctor and she goes, what we think it is he has an allergy to milk. Which after talking to a couple other people, that's like something their kids experienced, or like that was their kid's symptoms.
Like irritation of the bowel, maybe?
Something. They like had that same thing happen to them when they found out their kids had an allergy to milk. Oh. So I was like, okay. So we go in, the nurse was like super sweet. She's like, we have samples, we'll take them, or we'll give them to you, just stop by the office right now. And I was like, okay, perfect. So I go in, she gives me like three decent sized cans of this hypoallergenic Enfamil. Brie.
Oh no.
So we're almost out of it. I need to call again today and get a re-up on it from the nurse. Trey and I looked up how much a can cost. Guess.
$75.
Yes, dude. A can. Have I told you the story before?
No.
Oh, yeah. That was a good guess. $75
really
a can.
I'm really good at guessing like that. It's really funny. Kyle's like, how? And I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
Everything I was like, wait, I've told you this before.
Yeah. $75 a can for like a normal size.
Dude, an ounce less than the Kendamil can. I compared the ounces on it, and it's an ounce less than the Kendamil can, and the Kendamil can lasts us like maybe 2 weeks.
I wonder if there's a generic version.
Or it's Enfamil. I don't know how much more generic it can get.
Hear me out. I wonder if... Well, I guess not. It wouldn't be a prescription, right?
No.
Dang.
So I'm going to call the nurse and get a re-up on the samples that they gave. But... Because she's like, just call if you need more. And I was like, Queen, I'm going to be calling for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Not really, because they stopped drinking formula. But...
Oh, okay.
Like, just again. For the next 6 months, Queen, you're going to be hearing from me.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And then on Mother's Day, on actual Mother's Day on Sunday, Trey took me to get my nails done, and then we were going to go out to eat, but just like having the outing the day before with all the kids, we were tired. So I was like, let's just cook at home. And Kendall, I was like, Kendall, what do you want for dinner? Steak! This bitch got a freaking steak for dinner.
Happy Mother's Day to her.
I know. Trey was like, I know I've always said I wanted my kids to have like a better life than me. Like, you know, you always want your kids to grow up a little bit better than you did. He's like, but I didn't mean like this with my daughter getting steaks on Mother's Day and my son having $75 formula.
I'd have got Kendall Pillsbury steak, freaking Hungry Man microwave dinner.
Seriously.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Here's some gravy.
With the little branny on the side.
Shoot.
Yeah, so that was a fun Mother's Day. It was a fun, that sounded sarcastic. It was actually a fun Mother's Day, okay. But I was shook at finding out how much that can of formula cost.
$75? This is what blows my mind. Everything unhealthy in the U.S., and I'm only speaking for the U.S., because they're the FDA, if you're listening, you suck. But, like, insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Like EpiPens. I'm confused. So people who have allergies, or like people who have diabetes, people who need the medication cannot afford it.
Yeah, but we can go buy stuff that's going to cause cancer for like
$2.79. Right.
Yeah.
So you're telling me something that has less of an ingredient, so like dairy free, lactose free, whatever. He's allergic to. That's costing triple the amount of a regular, just thrown together ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense.
Crazy. Crazy. I'll ask the nurse today. I'll give an update maybe next time about, like, I'm like, Queen, do you know how much that formula cost what you just charged me?
Can you just, I don't know what formula is versus milk, but can you give him just like lactate? Mm-mm. Or
no, they can't drink that until they're a little bit older.
Why can't babies have water?
I don't know. That's a good question. I should look it up.
Because I remember when Aiden was growing up, or when he was a baby, he's still grown up, but when he's a baby, I was like, just give him some water. Like, he looks dehydrated. And everyone's like, no, he will die. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? I have no idea why.
Oh. Water can dilute the body's sodium levels, leading to water intoxication. They need the calories and nutrients from breast milk or formula for healthy growth. Additionally, their kidneys are not fully developed to efficiently process and excrete excess water, which can cause a dangerous sodium imbalance. Interesting.
Dang.
So it's because their kidneys haven't fully developed.
That's disgusting. That's weird. I wonder what babies' lungs look like.
Like, are they just, I have little, no like, idea. Marshmallows? I don't even know what a human's lung looks like an adult's lung.
Yes, you do, Mackenzie.
I don't think I do.
Yes, you do.
Like, on an x-ray, if someone put it up a lung, I'd be like, what the fuck is that? You would be able to identify a lung?
Yes.
On, like, a group of x-rays?
I don't think you could see lungs on x-rays. X-rays are for bones. It'd be like an CT. MRI or a CT. I was like, don't worry, girl, I wouldn't either. I don't think you can, but maybe you can. But yeah, they look like two long, like beef. you know when you make like a pot roast,
the big old beef things. No, I don't cook.
Oh. Ask Trey to show you a big old beef, like tenderloin or whatever they're called. It looks like that, but they're right at like the breastbone, I think, is where they start. And then they go down to, like, in your ribs. Girl, you know what lungs look
I
like.
I promise you I don't. If I had a gun to my head and they were like, identify a lung, I'd be like, fuck, kill me.
They give you, like, a heart, a lung, and a foot, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, literally. Oh my gosh. Just told you could see them on x-rays. Do you think I could identify one?
I think you can see stuff on x-rays. I don't know. Maybe not. Let me Google some lungs.
Oh, my gosh.
Some lungs. My last Google search.
No, you want to hear my Google search? We could do a whole episode on that.
I'm going to type in real life lungs because... Okay, so they look like this. They look like big beef.
Ew. Things. I definitely wouldn't be able to identify that.
Yes, you would.
I don't think I would, Brie. You're really giving me a lot of... But what does that look like on, like, an MRI? Like, if I saw that in person, I'd probably be able to identify that.
See, they look like this. Beef. Shoot, where did it go? It kind of looks like cow tongue.
Yeah, kind of. That's pretty gross.
Let me see. Lungs, MRI. Let me see. Well, they're still hammering away down there.
Jesus. You wanna hear my Google?
Yeah.
My Google search? Okay. This morning so far. Why can't babies drink water? Yesterday, like, a ton of flights.
To where were you going?
To Georgia to visit my sister.
Cute.
And then the first one on there, how to become a property manager in California. I'm not kidding. I'm telling you, I was fed up yesterday, Brie. Tuesday morning, get a real estate license in California. Monday, Arbonne.
Oh my god.
What should 5-week old baby poop look like? 5-week old tarry poop. No milk formula. Sunday, what do you lubricate a rectal thermometer with?
Crisco.
Oh no.
Wait, what is the answer to that?
Any water soluble lubricant.
Coconut oil?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is coconut oil water soluble?
Yeah.
What else is? Baby oil?
No, you like look, it's like specific lubricants that you can buy from the store and they say water soluble on them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coconut oil, really?
Yeah, coconut oil was one of the recommendations on.
I feel like whenever I like put it on my hands or something, like it, and I wash my hands after, it
they does, still yeah. leave.
Okay, that is a long. It's the dark spot right there.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Mackenzie.
I promise you I won't.
Girl. That's funny. Let's see my Google search history.
Normal lungs 1 month old poop.
1 month old. It gives you poop that's been around for a month. Oh my gosh. How to get plug in mic connected to GarageBand. It's a little kid running around. The citrus teacher that just got arrested.
That's crazy.
Washer makes a humming noise but doesn't drain. How to test water drain pump with a multimeter.
Wait, please explain how you I heard you talking to your client. You yes. flooded your laundry room.
Yeah. So, I was doing laundry, and I did one of Kyle's clothes. So, like, his uniform and his clothes, I did that one first, because he needed that for work. Then, the second load, I was like, okay, I have to wash my stuff, but my load is, like, a little bit of clothes, so I'll do bigger loads first, so in the middle of the night, I could just do mine. So, I was like, it's either his second load of clothes or our bedding, because Nova sleeps on the bed. So I was like, you know, I'll just wait to do that until after I finish his clothes, so that way I know all of his clothes are done. I put his clothes in the washer, second load, and I was like, okay, it should be done. Run downstairs, check it, full of water.
Oh no.
I said, the washer is just full of water. And I was like, what, did I push pause? And then I went outside, Kyle was welding, and I was like, did you trip the breaker? He goes, yeah. And I was like, well, it stopped the washer. He's like, nope, shouldn't have been, like, a housebreaker. It was a different, I don't freaking understand any of that. So I was like, okay, cool. So the washer just died. So I, like, go inside, and then I was like, died. It's full of water, so let me put it on drain and spin. Push it, da-da-da. It goes, like, senses. Fills up, like, twice with little spritzes of water. And then it doesn't do anything. And then it goes,
Oh,
and
no.
And I was like, something's running, but it ain't running. This was... What day is it? Wednesday? This was Monday. Happy Monday. It was Monday. Mm-mm. And so I was like, okay, this is weird. So I take his... No, this is what I do first. I go to the kitchen, I grab a huge bowl, and I, like, dunk it in there, take the water out, put it in the bathroom sink, dunk it in there. I'm trying to take all the water out.
Yeah.
Then I start getting bigger cups, because now it's to the point where I can't stick the bowl in there because his clothes are in there. So now I'm hand-wringing these clothes out. And I stick them on the dryer. Mistake number one. I stuck soaking wet clothes that I have hand wrung out. So not even row wrung out.
Uh-huh.
Onto a dryer. I was like, oh no. The whole top of the dryer is completely covered in water. Now I move it to the downstairs bathroom sink.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like all of this clothes in the bathroom sink. And so I go back to the washer, taking water out. Crazy, crazy, crazy. We eventually get all the clothes out and all of the water in the drum out. Now, under the drum, there's still a bunch of water. I don't know that. I don't work with washing machines. They work for me.
Yeah, right.
So, I go to the... Kyle pulls it out. I go in the back of the thing. We, like, start undoing stuff. I undo the drain hose, where it goes, like, from the washer up into the drain in your house. Kyle was like, oh, it'll just be a little bit of water. Here you go. I was like, cool. He brings me water... Nova's water bowl, which is a bowl, just a bowl. Yeah, yeah. It's just a normal sized bowl. And I was like, all right, you ready?
Yeah.
I put the bowl under the little hose. I pull the hose out and it's like,
it's no! Just
water everywhere. And I was like, no way. So I shove my hand on it. He goes, how much water is in there? I said, I don't know, but more than this bowl could hold. Can you go get me that big bowl that's in the sink? He goes, sure. I fill that thing up like 7 times. There's so much water in the drum that you don't see.
That's so weird.
So now everything's flooded, and Kyle's like, okay, well, let's take this thing outside. So we pull the washer out.
Oh, my God. You pulled the washer outside?
Yeah, because we had to flip it on its side to take the pump off the bottom and what a mess. And so we're just looking at the laundry room. Thank God the laundry room is tile. And I was like, oh, he's like, well, I guess we can mop and, like, clean behind the washer. And yeah. I was like, no, I don't want to, but we have to because now it's soaked. So I'm like, the baseboards look good because I just used that water for everything else. Now we have all of our bathroom towels soaking up all the water.
Yeah.
Where do I put them? I have nowhere to put them.
Right. It's soaked. Yeah.
So I throw them in the backyard on the floor. Then we get the replacement yesterday, and I go, hey, what time does Amazon say the part's going to come? And he goes, by 10 p.m. I said, look, I don't have time to wait till 10 p.m. So it was probably around maybe 4 or 5. We got the part. I was like, screw it, let's do it. So we put it together. Mind you, when he measured the broken one with a multimeter, it said like point, I don't remember what he said, but it was point something. He gets the new one, hooks it up, same point. So he was like, it's not the pump. And I was like, it has to be. Because YouTube University told me that this is exactly what's wrong with this washer, and I'm sticking by it. Like, it's going to work when we replace this. He was like, okay, Brie, whatever. Whatever you want. So we replaced it. He replaced it. And we took it to the backyard. We have a water hose in the backyard. So he was like, we'll just fill it up with water.
The washer?
Yeah, to see if it spins and drains.
Oh, okay.
So we plug it into the wall, we fill it up, and I was like, it's not holding water. That's because it's coming out of the back because the hose isn't
connected.
So it's just running through. I was like, well, now it's clean, like it's washed. So I put my hand on the back and then to hold the water. He's filling it up. He goes, okay, I'm going to turn it on. I said, wait, let's talk about this. Let's communicate first. I said, how are we going to know if it's draining or just pouring out when I move my hand? Because if I move my hand, the water's going to drain. But if we turn it on, the water's going to drain anyway. And he goes, well, it'll push your hand. And I was like, oh, okay. Like the force of the water? He goes, yeah. I was like, all right, sure. He starts his bitch. My hand goes,
Mackenzie, you're like, you didn't lose a hand.
Oh my God. I was like, well, it's cleaned out, but like it works. And he was like, I can't believe it worked. I said, me either. So we put it back inside. We set it down in the kitchen area so I can like move everything out of the way. Then he was like, should we just clean behind the dryer and like take the hose off the dryer and blow that out too? And I was like, sure. So we did all that. He goes to take the washer and put it back in the laundry room. The water that was left over in the washer had now made a huge puddle
in the laundry room
on our hardwood kitchen floors.
No.
And I was like, oh my God, now it's gonna leave water damage, it's gonna have bubble. Mind you, we do not own this house.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So I like go and I grab all the towels that are soaking wet still. And I'm fighting water with water here.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hopefully this works. So now I'm going through rolls of toilet paper or paper towels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, screw this. So that's
toilet paper's next if we run out of paper towels.
At this point, Nova, come here.
Yeah, clothing. My closet is gonna be sopping up this
it's
water.
It's clean clothes that I just did. So I was like, shoot. So we got that. I did one load of laundry and I was like, okay, it's working. But I had to rewash everything that's been sitting in the bathroom sink for a few days.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, here's some vinegar, here's some soap, cool. Ran that through, doesn't stink, perfect, it's clean. Then I do my clothes and I was like, perfect, that's great. And I was like, shoot. I had to do all the soaking wet towels. Which was so good. But everything's done. Everything's fixed.
And it's still working.
It's still working.
Nice.
Hopefully. But yeah.
Wow.
That was a good old Monday. Good thing Sunday was relaxing because Monday was stressful.
Yeah, good thing you got all the relaxing.
Gosh. I was like, there's no way. And then I was like, I've worn these pants for like the past 3 days. Sunday was hot. My freaking butt was sweaty. Like, these jeans need to get burned.
Yeah.
And all my other ones were dirty. And they're, like, developing, like, stains on them. And I was like, Kyle, I have to do this. Like, I have to. I'm not going to work tomorrow in leggings or sweats. Which I was kind of hoping for. So yeah. They could be kind of bummy. But unfortunately, our washer worked. But it's good.
Wow.
But yeah.
I'm proud of you guys for fixing it.
I had no idea what I was doing.
I thought you were going to end the story with, yep, and now our washer is broken still.
Oh, no. We were on Facebook Marketplace, like, find us a washer and dryer. But thankfully it works because washer and dryers are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
I had one you could have come and taken in storage right now.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, there's no way. Yeah, but I think we're waiting to move to, like, buy actual, like, new ones.
Yeah.
With a warranty.
Yeah.
Because these ones are all scratched up.
Is that from the house? Like,
that's from his house in San Diego.
Oh, this is Kyle's washer and dryer. Okay, okay. It didn't come with the house you're renting.
Nothing did.
Yeah. Besides, neither did the house we were renting.
Yeah. I think the microwave was built in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like,
the stove.
The stove, mm-hmm. The dishwasher.
Yeah.
My stove is in my kitchen counter, though.
Oh.
It's not like
on the top?
Yeah. Very weird.
That is very weird.
Only, like, the top, and then the oven is in the cabinets.
Oh, you got a fancy one.
What? With this price.
It better cook itself.
It better cook and clean itself.
I agree.
Freaking heck. Ridiculous.
Well, we haven't talked about your Japan trip.
Yes.
Since
February. That's when I came back.
Holy shit.
That's wild. That was 3 months ago. Was it?
Yeah.
March, April, May? Yeah.
How was it?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I've never had FOMO so bad. Wait, is that the word? Yes. I just want to live there. Like, okay, been to Canada. That was cool. Me and Kyle have gone on, like, little trips. But I've never missed Japan, like, or I've never missed a place like I missed Japan.
Really?
I still follow this tattoo guy that I found out there just so I could watch his stories. And be like, oh, I'm still there. It's just the way of life there is just so easy. All the signs, the city lights, like, it was just, it's so cool. When we got there, it was freezing cold. Freezing cold. I think one of the highs that we got was 52.
Oh, hell.
When we went to Osaka, we got a little bit of snow. That was crazy.
Were you prepared for this? You packed for this? That's good. That's good.
But I had thermals. So I had a long sleeve shirt and then, like, thermal pants.
Yeah.
It got so cold. Mind you, for me, it's freezing cold. For the people that live there, they were walking around in skirts. They're just used to it.
Yeah.
I was layered up with skinny jeans, then my thermals over that, and then my flared jeans.
You were double jeaned up?
Double jeaned up with thermals. Then for my shirt,
damn,
I was wearing a shirt, a thermal, and a hoodie.
At least you were prepared.
Freezing cold. I was not able to move.
Yeah.
I looked like the Michelin man walking through Japan. They were probably like, damn, what does this girl eat? Like, wild. It was so cold, but it was so nice, I guess you could say. I wish I could, like, take you and show you.
I wish I could go. That sounds so much fun.
Like, the temples were crazy. They have different rules, so we had to, like, look up rules every time we went. Like, there was one that we went to, and you have to, there's a fountain, and in order to go into the temple, you have to cleanse yourself. So we had to, like, you have to hold the ladle in your right hand, wash your left hand, transfer it over, wash your right hand, wash your mouth from all the bad stuff that you say.
Oh, I'd be washing for a while.
I was like,
drowning.
Oh my gosh. And then you have to bow. And then you put the ladle back in the water. The ladle cannot touch your mouth, otherwise everything's contaminated. And then you go, you walk up to the little temple gate, you bow again, and then you say thank you, and then you go through. And it's just, it's so cool. We went to Harley out there because I collect little Harley poker chips for my dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every place that I go.
Yeah.
And there were two employees there. And this was in Osaka again. And there were two employees there. No one else was in there. And I was using Google Translate to ask, like, hey, do you have poker chips? He's like, yeah. Brings out all these big mason jars. And he's like, choose. And I was like, okay, cool. So I pick one. And I was like, I'll take this, please. But I used Google Translate, of course. Mind you, in Tokyo, a lot of people knew English. In Osaka, very little people knew because it's a smaller city.
Okay.
So he's, like, putting magnets and, like, pins in the back, too. And he's like, here's some stickers. Like, he's just being super cool.
Aww.
Because he's like, you're obviously not from here. Like,
yeah,
let me hook you up. And then me and Kyle are ready to leave. Both of the service people stand up, Mackenzie, and bow to us.
That's so cool.
Of course, we bow back because that's the respectful thing to do. But they're so hospitable there. It's insane. Kyle almost got stuck in the subway door.
What? Oh my god, you need to tell a story about the wrong, when you guys were on the wrong subway. The wrong cart on the train.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to tell that story too.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the way the subway system there works, you have a Suica card, which is like a prepaid card that you go and you just tap it, and it through the subway, like where you would put your ticket in.
Mm-hmm.
So first we start out with tickets because we did not know what the heck we were doing.
Yeah.
So we would like go to the little kiosk, pay for a ticket, it asks where you're going to, it you prepay for it, you put the ticket in there. Now, when you enter the subway, you get the ticket that you entered. You go, you ride the subway. When you leave, that's your ticket out. So you put it in, machine keeps it, but you have the little thing moves,
it opens.
So you can go. Yes.
Gotcha.
With a Suica card.
That's dangerous. What if you lose it? How the fuck do you get out?
Exactly. But they have, what's really cool, they have like little people at every like gate section, so that way you can ask for help. Like, hey,
yeah,
I bought a ticket, but I'm lost.
Yeah.
So I believe a train comes every 5 minutes. Every 5 to 10 minutes, there's a new subway coming through. So if you miss one, don't worry, you're gonna get the next one. It's not like you have to wait like 3 hours like transportation here.
Yeah.
Bless you. Thank you. So we're rushing. Mind you, this is like rush hour. We look like sardines in these subways.
Yeah.
Everyone is bumping in everyone, but there's, you could hear a pin drop. It's just so silent.
I remember you telling me that. That's so crazy.
It's just wild. Like, people would have little conversations, but they're like talking like this. Like,
super
quiet. I can't hear what that person's talking about. It's just so cool. And so, I don't remember where we were going. It was not that important to where we couldn't wait another 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle goes, go, go, go. And I said, I'm not squeezing in there. He pushes me in the subway, runs behind me, and his backpack gets smushed right in the door.
No.
And he, like, lunges forward to, like,
pull it out.
And then this little Japanese guy goes, close one. I was dying. And Kyle's like, beat red.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh. I was like, next time we're waiting. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Your backpack? Not worth it.
It could have been you, brother.
Right. Right. But he was, like, ripped through, and I was like, what in the heck? Which is very common there, to get stuck in the door.
The fact that the little man said, close one.
close one. And he was, like, laughing, and I was like, this is so cute. Like,
he probably is like, these dumb Americans, like, sees it all the time.
Which, when we first got in there, we got stared at a lot.
Really?
We got stared at a lot. But there was this one time where we're taking the subway after a long day. It might have been after Disneyland. It was a long, long day. And we're sitting in this subway, and it's pretty empty. And I was like, damn. Every subway cart is heated. So it's, like, warm and cozy.
That's so nice.
The seats are cloth, comfy, cushiony.
Ooh.
Just clean.
Could take a nap.
Ugh. I could have. I should have. And so I'm like, damn. Like, these people are staring at us. And Kyle's like, why are they staring at us? I said, well, you're white. And I a little bit look Asian, but I also look white. So I don't know, maybe they just think that you're military because you are out of place, and I'm like from here but not really from here.
Right.
And so we're just like looking around, and Kyle's on his phone looking for directions to the next subway, because we followed the subway like stops on our phone so we knew which one to get off on.
Yeah.
And I was like, babe. He goes, yeah. And I was like, this whole cart is pink that we're sitting in. He goes, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, shit. We're in the women's only cart, and they're staring at us because you're a man. And
oh, no.
He goes, Brie, get me out of here right now.
Poor Kyle.
And I was like, okay. So we stood up, and you can walk through carts, which I didn't notice this, but a women's only cart, there's no security, no nothing. Everyone in Japan is just so respectful. They follow the rules.
Yeah.
So men will walk through, see it's a women's only cart, and keep walking to the next one.
Kyle just sat himself down and made himself comfy.
Yep. Right in all the pink cart. And I was like, bro. What? So then we get up, and I was like, oh, no. So we, like, walk through to the next one. The next one packed.
Oh, no.
Because it was just so nice.
Yeah.
I was like, Kyle, you got to go to the next one. I'm staying here.
So it's warm. I'm gonna hang out with the girls only.
Right, loser. but that was just so funny, and I was like, oh my gosh. Then I thought about it. I was like, that, like, people are so respectful, because when we were sitting there, a man walked through and just walked right through onto the next one, because he knew it was a women's only card. So then I looked up, like, why they had women's only cards, because they don't have men only cards. Mm-hmm. But it was, it's just for safety.
Yeah.
Like, because you're a female, mm-hmm. and that whole stuff. It was like that, but I was like, how do they know to follow the rules? And people, they're just follow the rules.
I wonder also if it's, I don't know if this is possibly why, but, like, women have to breastfeed and women have to do other things. So maybe it's just, like, a safe cart for them while they're on the train.
Safe space, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Where they can do that stuff and not feel like a creepy guy is watching or something.
Yes. And then in the regular everybody carts, they have, like, purple lines mm-hmm. above certain seating. And it's for older people.
Oh, that's
And
so
it says,
cool.
get up for an older person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there was this one where there was a few times where I was pissed because there were, like, these young girls or young kids and they were just on their phone, not paying attention. And this old person is standing in front of them holding onto one of the, like, mm-hmm. little hand things. And I'm like, these trains go so fast.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't have the muscle that, like, not me, but, like,
or the stability or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, get the hell up.
Yeah.
But I don't want to cause a scene because it's not my country to cause
right.
But, like, get the hell up and give your seat to an older person.
Yeah.
And it says, give your seat to someone elder of you and someone pregnant or someone with, like, disabilities.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is so cool.
That is really cool.
It's just, it's, things there are just so, like, perfect.
Yeah. Like, tell us about the food. Girl. The way Brew is making me so jealous.
Okay, so something weird that they do there is they do not serve, like, small, medium, large. They serve servings. So when me and Kyle went to get ramen, it was one serving, one and a half serving, or two serving. I got one and a half serving, so that'd be, like, for one and a half people type of thing.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
It's like a medium, maybe?
Yes.
If here.
But this regular bowl, or, like, the one serving bowl is massive. So one and a half, I was like, yikes. It's a lot.
Regrets.
It was wild. And then the dollar there, or the US dollar to yen there, is so much cheaper. Does that make sense?
You, like, it's a lot cheaper in Japan.
Yes.
Like, the dollar gets you a lot more.
Yes. So we're sitting there. We just got back from Nara with the deer.
Oh, yes.
The bowing deer. So cute. And we're sitting there, which is the best ramen place I've ever had in my life. They have one in the U.S. in Hawaii.
Fuck.
I was so pissed.
Let's plan a trip.
Right. I was like, Kyle, like, we have to go for the ramen. It was so good.
Does anyone need to learn how to do piercings in Hawaii?
Anybody? Hello? I got ramen. He got ramen. I got 6 pot stickers. He got 6 pot stickers. I got 4 pieces of fried chicken, as did he. He got a beer and I got a soda. I had a serving and a half, and I think Kyle had a serving and a half or one serving. $17 US, Mackenzie.
That's insane.
$17.
That's for myself at McDonald's.
I just went to Five Guys the other day, me and Kyle. We got 2 burgers. We shared a fry and 2 drinks. $43.
Absolutely not.
And you're telling me that I just got fed more than I have in my life in one sitting, and it's $17 US?
For two people.
Wild. Then when we got back from Japan, I was like, you know, I really don't want to, like, cook. I just want to relax. He goes, let's go to breakfast. I was like, that's so sweet. Let's go. $50. And Kyle's like, we want to go back? I said, yep.
Yeah, let's catch a flight.
Insane. Also, breakfast there starts at, like, I don't know, 9. But with the time change, we are 17 hours behind here.
Oh, okay.
So Japan is 17 hours forward.
Damn.
So, I would wake up at 6 a.m.
Starving.
Holy, that amount of 7-Eleven trips for some rice balls just to hold me over till places opened. We would get on the subway and pick the furthest away breakfast place just so by the time we got there.
It would be open?
It'd be open.
Oh my God.
I was losing it just standing around being like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. But the pancakes there, I hate pancakes. Hate pancakes.
What? I love a pancake.
Oh my God, they make me want to throw up. But the pancakes there.
Different?
I was eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack. and they're open till like 12, like midnight.
Damn.
Because they're just snacks. People eat pancakes. I said yes. We got back. I was like, I need to make these. I need to learn how to make them. Did not come out. We butchered them. It was terrible. But it was just so.
What's so different about them?
They only use sugar, egg whites, and flour. And those are the three ingredients. And what they do is you whip up the egg whites and the sugar for 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh, no, sorry. 20 minute process from start to finish.
Oh, okay.
But you whip those up, and then I think you do something with the egg yolks. I don't remember. But you put like a huge dollop on like a flat top, and then you spray them with water, and then you put like a metal lid over it, or uh-huh. a bowl, so it steams it. And the steam makes them grow up. So they're like fluffy pancakes.
Like
they're
super tall ones.
Yes, but they taste like egg. And I think that's why I liked them. But I also don't like eggs. So it was different to like, look at that. Like those, they're just
fluff. They look like biscuits.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. But they were just so, here's udon noodles that I have.
Ooh, I love udon noodles.
God. The lady there was really mean though. She was like, oh, speaking of me.
She wasn't nice?
She was just like, yeah, bring your bowl up here. And I was like, my bad, girl.
Oh my.
First time. Can't tell.
Right.
What the hell I'm doing.
Right.
We went to Don Quixote, which is a little store that's tax-free.
Ooh.
Also, tax-free out there? So cool. Were you telling me about that with Europe?
Yeah.
So cool. Which customs did not check on the way back.
Really?
Yeah. They said, did you buy anything over a certain amount? I said, no.
And they just...
They said, okay.
Interesting. Well, I guess how can they check everyone's? They kind of just have to.
That terrifies me.
Yeah, that is pretty scary. I hope no one can hear this banging that we're enduring right now.
They for sure can. Let's see.
They for sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. We're getting a freaking. We're getting some construction downstairs.
Golly.
Golly. Oh, so we went to that store. We're looking around, wild stuff. And Kyle's like, I want to see if they have this little, like, medication thing here. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm, like, looking for it. And we're going off pictures because we can't read anything.
Uh-huh.
So we're going off pictures. And I'm like, this is wild. So I go and I find this lady and she's, like, stocking stuff. And I was like, excuse me, in Japanese, all this stuff. And I go, we need help looking for this. And she goes, rolls her eyes. Mackenzie gets up. And goes to the little place where the little, like, it's like a Neosporin type of thing.
Yeah.
And she goes up to, she goes, it's right here. And I said, so the whole time I was talking to you in English, you couldn't understand me? Or you made it seem like you couldn't understand me and I was an inconvenience. So when I started talking to you in Japanese, you then understood me, got up, walked me over, and perfect English says, it's right here. And then walks away.
Oh my God.
I was like, if you hit your job, quit. Kyle was like, do you think it's because we're not from here? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But we Jesus. Went to this place called Golden Guy, which is in Osaka. I think it's in Osaka. I don't remember. But Kyle's friend told him about it. It's a little place in, like, a neighborhood. It's a neighborhood. And it was after the war where, like, bars... I don't know. It's very weird. But it's, I want to say it's like 250 bars.
Like Prohibition yes. vibes.
Yes. But it's, I think 250 something bars all within like the Albertsons parking lot. Smaller wow. than that. Smaller than that. And what we heard was like, it can be very, I don't want to say racist, but like very discriminative there kind of. Because on... A lot of the doors, it says members only or locals only, and it says, like, no foreigners welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are a foreigner and you walk into a place where it allows foreigners and locals, your cover charge as a foreigner is way more than a local's cover charge.
Imagine a U.S. citizen starting in the U.S. a business like that.
No.
The way they'd be canceled so fast.
The way we'd be rioting. But this is... So, like, these are the little bars. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to show you, like, the doors, which a lot of them are, like, no pictures. And they have security cameras out front, so they know if you're taking pictures or not. So, like, each one of those little signs...
is a business.
Is a business, is a bar, and they all have different themes. But, like, max capacity per bar is probably, like, 5 people.
Damn. It's like speakeasy vibes on crack.
Yes. But it was so cute. And then when you walk in, except... okay, I looked it up. It's Shinjuku, Tokyo. Shinjuku, Tokyo. And it's Golden Guy's The Neighborhood. Or, like, the little section of it.
Yeah.
There's... when you walk up, there's, like, little signs that say, like, don't pass out drunk here. Don't yell drunk here. Don't vomit. It's just so funny. Oh, the way God, that it's so translated cool. Yeah. It's like... it's like, don't fall asleep sitting up while you're drunk or something. Some weird stuff. It's so cute. But when we were doing research, apparently Yakuza, which is the mafia there, is that's their area.
It's like their territory.
Nighttime. Yes. Oh, and my so God. I told Kyle, I was like, look, we obviously look like foreigners. Like, if things get a little creepy, let's just leave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to chance it. Let's just leave. He's like, okay. But there were a few people that were just very openly... mafia. Didn't give shit.
That's cool.
It was so cool. But Kyle was like, really? You think so? And I said, I know so for that fact.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people have tattoos, like, on their necks and on their hands is a big sign. And that's why a lot of public spas will not let you go in because you have tattoos.
Yeah.
So if you're a foreigner, you can go into public spas, but you have to cover them. They give you, like, a skin, like, bandage, skin-colored uh-huh. bandage, and you, like, wear that over your tattoos. How the hell?
You can't go to any spas, Brie.
I didn't. I was so sad. And then there's a private one, but you can't do, like, co-ed. It would have to be, like, Kyle has to go rent his own, and I have to go rent my own.
Damn.
I know. Which was, like...
they got no Glen Ivies.
That's what I was looking for, and they got none of them. None of them. But I was like, dang. We saw, Shibuya Crossing, which is in Tokyo Drift. Have you seen Tokyo Drift?
Oh, no. But I've heard of it.
Stop. It's my favorite movie. But, like, drift through this crosswalk that goes crisscross.
Uh-huh.
So it goes perimeter, and then it goes crisscross, and then one across. The amount of people I think Kyle looked up when it's, like, at a time, I want to say it's, like, 2,000 people.
Walk and across?
Yes.
Absolutely not. The claustrophobia in me.
It's so crazy, though, because no one follows the lines at all.
It's just one big mosh of people walking?
That's the thing is, like, usually here when you have, like, a crosswalk, you go with the traffic. So, like, cars going straight, you can walk across. All traffic stops.
Oh, so it's just a giant big...
giant crosswalk that everyone gets the green for. So, like, cars stop, traffic stops, yeah. But you guys get to wherever you're going.
Oh, shit.
And then the little ambulances and the fire trucks. But then some of them sounded like sirens, and I said, are we about to get a tsunami? Because I am at sea level. I am not safe.
You said, I cannot swim out of here.
Right. This is how I go, because heck no. But what did I say it was called? Shibuya Crossing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong, that's why. I'm trying to look up pictures so you can see how many freaking people there are. So this is like a sea of people.
Oh my gosh. That looks so cool. Did you go there at night?
No, We didn't. We went like 3 times during the day, but there's like one of the crosswalks.
Looks like Times Square.
I've never been, but yes. Yes. But the lights and stuff there are just so
cool. The billboards, like the electric signs and billboards. Yes. Damn.
I remember it was so funny because I don't understand conversions that well, especially when they fluctuate every single day. I just don't get it. So we're like looking at stuff, and I wanted to buy like a thing of chopsticks, like authentic chopsticks.
Yeah.
And I go, 1,700 yen? Hell no.
Uh-huh.
And Kyle goes, Brie, that's like $2. And I said, you're right. Here.
Shit. Take my money.
Spend it.
Take it.
But I was like, what? Like, there's no way. And he was like, that's like $2. I'm like, thank goodness you understand conversions, because I feel like I'm running out my pocket.
Yeah.
But really, I'm spending $2.
Yeah.
Crazy. And everyone there was just so nice. All the old people, just so sweet. I wanted to squish them.
Oh.
Something that's really cool, the restrooms, public restrooms.
Yeah.
They're all bidets. And they're
Trey
so
would be
low.
In heaven.
Oh my god. I would never use a public bidet though, just in case.
Oh yeah. Someone has a Trent doesn't even like using public restrooms, so but the fact that they're bidets, he'd be like thrilled.
Kyle loved it.
He like, used them?
He used the hotel one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, did you clean it first? And he was like, yes, Brie. I was like, I'm guessing. I hated it. Tried it. Why is it
I've never tried one. Don't. Explain to me.
It feels, first of all, the water's warm. So yeah. That's nice. But it like shoots your butthole.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of scare me just because I'm like, there's no way this is like, I don't get it.
The absolute cleanest butthole, but it was.
Did it hurt?
No, it was just, it made me clench because I said, what the hell are you doing back there? I said, no, it was just like a stream of water. It didn't hurt. It wasn't as scary as you think, but it was just an unsettling feeling of
water in your butthole.
But people love it. People love it. It's so, like, what is the word? Hygienic?
Yeah.
It's so clean. Metaphorically Mm-mm. and literally. It's just such a clean process. But so here's the thing. When we got off the freeway, when we got off the plane, I was like, I have to pee right now. And I went and found a public restroom. There's, like, screens of which stall is open.
No way.
Beautiful. Every bathroom is so dang clean. And I was like, I like walk in, put my stuff down. There's ledges and tables and everyone. I was like, okay, well, there's no toilet seat cover, so how do I do this? I'll just squat. So I like go to squat, and the seats are so low to the ground. Asian people are very small.
Mm-hmm.
The seats are very low to the ground. So I said, this is even smaller than me. I don't know what to do here. So I'm like using my Google Translate, trying not to pee myself. And I'm like, what does this do? And the buttons, I don't want it to spray me when I stand up. I want it to flush. I don't want it to be a torpedo in there going all crazy. That's my stuff in there. I don't want it flinging around. So I find something and it says, grab toilet paper, spray some of this stuff on it, and then wipe the seat. It's like disinfectant that you clean the seat with. And because it's heated, it dries instantly. So you can bare ass the toilet.
No fucking way.
Girl. The amount of times I went to a public restroom in Japan
was just to enjoy it.
Not only that, I like wipe it, sit down, warm and toasty.
On the seat?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The cleanest restrooms I've ever seen in my life. Cleanest. Smell good. Clean. Warm. There's a lot of restrooms don't have, there at least in Japan, a lot of restrooms don't have like towels to dry
uh-huh. with
or dryers so uh-huh. people bring their own like handkerchief type of
and dry their own hands
mm-hmm. and soap.
They bring their own soap.
Yes, because a lot of places don't have hand soap because it's unsanitary to use soap after people. So their whole thing there is just cleanliness. It's incredible.
Holy shit.
Yes. So I go and this is the first time I sit down and I hear rain pour or like water pouring and I said I broke it. All I did was sit.
It's done.
I broke it. It's spraying out.
It's going to launch you into the ceiling.
I'm waiting to like the countdown to happen. Yeah. Self-destruct. I realize that the seats are weighted. So when you sit on the toilet seat, there's a little speaker behind you that plays like nature sounds so people don't hear you pee.
I need to move.
Yeah.
Fuck this place.
I was like, you're telling me that I could be in here dropping a deuce.
Yeah, no one would know.
No one would
know. I ain't got to play it on my phone.
Nothing.
I ain't got to flush a couple times in between.
Courtesy flushes? No.
No.
I don't have to fake cough. Like, it was just so crazy. So crazy. And the amount of times, like, people were like, oh my gosh, like, asked us questions. We went to Nara and we went to this little restaurant, had breakfast. We talked to the guy. He was like, oh yeah, like I do tours on the side, this and that. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I became friends with him. I have no idea what his name is, but he's just so cool.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I'm gonna close up here in a little bit. I have a tour to do later. Cool. We go to the Nara temple and we're walking out of the temple area and I look in the smoking zone and I was like, that's my buddy
yeah.
from the restaurant. And he sees me and he's like, how the heck did he remember me? After seeing so many people in your restaurant
yeah.
and then going out to take someone on a tour and you recognize me, love you for that, bud. Should have got your name. He was just so sweet. Just this little old guy. Every coffee shop has a smoking room.
For just cigarettes?
Cigarettes, and there's these things that are like vapes there. Where it's like a box, and you put your cigarette into the box, and it's a cigarette. And you smoke your cigarette, and it doesn't smell like cigarette. If it's kind of like
the fuck?
Very weird. So people do it when they drive or walking out in public. But it's really crazy.
Oh my god.
Yes. But it's like a glass room that has like filters and stuff, and it's
you're just smoking it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I received my clients here really quick.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that was like the whole trip.
That's so fun.
So fun. You should go.
I want to. I want to plan a trip soon. Now that we've had the baby and everything, I need to. I know. Yeah, that'll be fun. Oh man. Well, I hope you guys all enjoyed today's episode.
It was everywhere. I love it.
It was everywhere. But we always have to throw those in every once in a while. You guys say you like to like feel like you're in the room with us. So yes. I hope today you guys felt like you were just sitting with us in the yellow door, chit chatting away about Bree's trip.
I love it.
Well, I hope you guys all have a great weekend and are enjoying this weather. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We'll have to think about some questions. Maybe we'll do a Q&A.
Ooh, yes.
That'll be a good one. Yes. All right, guys.